I'm speaking with Jim Walther right now, and he is the director of the National Museum of Nuclear History and Science, and he is the... I'm sorry, I got it backwards. What is it, please?
The National Museum of Nuclear Science and History.
You know, we've been working together for 3 years. You would think that I would know that. But I wanted to talk about our relationship. This started right when we were beginning our existence as a museum, and you guys were so gracious to us and offered us, a welcoming, mentoring kind of, relationship. And so we decided to do an exhibit together. I wanted to ask you, why did you even consider an upstart online museum and doing an exhibit with us?
Well, seriously, the reason we looked at it, and at first, there was some skepticism to try and craft an exhibition with an organization like the Museum of the American Military Family, because there was very little experience with museum work. We felt like, since we're a national museum, one of our roles is to assist the profession, the growth, the opportunity for people to become museum professionals and to learn the craft of exhibition design, development, and creation. And so it was an opportunity for us to extend that to you and your team, and it turned out beautifully.
So Caroline is also here, and she did a lot of the writing for the exhibit. And I want to think back on how we first met. We met through a friend of a friend who suggested we get together. But Caroline, now that we've been together for 3 years working through this exhibit, how do you feel seeing it actually up on the wall?
Oh, it's just one of the most exciting things I've done. And everybody was so helpful in terms of giving guidance, since I had never written a script for their museum show before. And it was a very interesting process.
So either one of you can answer this question. What do you hope that museum goers will experience or learn from this exhibit?
I hope that they'll get a sense of what military families, the spouses and the children and the parents and the siblings, live through when they have a loved one in the service. If they haven't been involved with the service, it's quite a different lifestyle than the average American lifestyle.
So, Jim, what are some of the interactive elements that we have going on in this exhibit?
Well, we have opportunities for people to write postcards and to enjoy the soundtracks of the past. There are wonderful chances to really just sort of examine all the facets of a military family's life. And there's a map of the world, and we hope that our visitors will take a pushpin from the little cup right here that's near it and put pushpins where they've had to live during a deployment of a loved one. So if they've had to move overseas or around the country, we hear of a lot of people who grew up and went to school in dozens of places because of their dad or their mom being deployed, and so that's what we're hopeful they'll be involved with. So lots of interesting opportunities here.
Well, you mentioned dozens of moves for one family. We may need a whole another box of those pins.
We can get more.
Another thing that we're doing is we're having a writing station for children to draw a picture and maybe write a little story, and that also is one of our ways to get people involved in the exhibit. Yes, and once again, the postcards.
The other project we've done for the past year about is collecting postcards with people's stories about their family connection to the military. And we have them hanging in a mobile over the writing station. And at the end of the exhibit, we'll collect all that were completed during the exhibit and increase the size of that mobile.
Well, thank you. We'll talk to people a little later. So we've just been introduced to Ryan. Ryan, tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, I am a staff writer for the Kirtland Nucleus. That is the newspaper that serves Kirtland Air Force Base just across the road here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, we're going to walk through our exhibit with you so you can get a little bit of a feel. And so we'll podcast and just talk a little bit. So as you enter in, you can see that we have a panel here that says, "Who are our American military families?" And we asked people from all over to send in a photo of their family. So we have some local people, and then we have people from all over the world, and some older photos from the Library of Congress. And Caroline asked the New Mexico Women's Veterans Group to also contribute some photos. And so this one is just who are our families and what is the military family. And so Caroline wrote all the text.
Wonderful.
She did, and
it
then
was
there
quite
were
quite an experience.
So, and then there were about 20 proofreaders. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So then here we have uniforms under the pride section. Everything in our exhibit is broken down into words that anyone can can understand, like identity, pride, loss, letting go, communication, things like that, that speaks across generations. So in the pride section, we have Caroline's old dress uniform.
Wonderful.
And then Mrs. Elizabeth Lemons gave her husband's uniform and some of her evening wear to show the pageantry of
Absolutely.
The American military family life.
Wonderful Air Force mess dress uniform there.
Yes, I'm thinking it's very, very old. Over here, we have other things that talk about pride and identity. It kind of blends together in this section. We have stickers. We have items that show identity and pride through slogans. We have an old Barbie from boot camp. And over here in the pride section as well, we have a place where people can put push pins where they've been stationed. And of course, behind us is the Pentagon. And if you look at the Pentagon sign, you'll see that there are quotes from people. We asked hundreds of people to send in little quotes to describe, you know, identity, pride, loss, and some of their experiences. So we have people, Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, you name it. We have all branches represented. So I was just wondering if you had any more questions for us, because I know I talked a lot.
Oh, you did awesome. No, it kind of hits home for me. My mom tells stories about when her dad was in the Army. He was in our artillery. And one of the stories she tells is when she was a very tiny girl and the Korean War broke out, that basically he got notice that he had to pack up and go away with 48 hours notice. And
wow.
The impact that had on her mom and her little baby sister who had just been born at the time. And I'm sure that this reflects probably a lot of the experience that certainly my grandparents had, and certainly my mom and her sister had at that time, for example. So it's a wonderful thing you're doing here.
Well, thank you very much. We're quite proud of it. Caroline has done great taking all of our ideas and actually writing them so that they're cohesive. But thank you. So, Dad, you are a public affairs and secretary for the museum. Do you have any thoughts on this exhibit?
Yeah, one of the most amazing things to me is the number of people who said it couldn't really be done or it couldn't really be interesting, and yet it got done, and the people so far who have seen it have found it really fascinating and impressive. So that's my first observation as we get into this. And having been involved with it from the ground up and watching all the labor and toil that people like Caroline put into it, though I don't know how she got these things written with the Army print typeface on it, but that's remarkable.
Oh, that was Greg Schumann, our graphics designer.
All the proofreading that we did and all the heartburn we gave Caroline, and still she delivered and got all this put together. And but it's just been exciting to watch it develop. Now I'm excited to see how the public reacts to it. You know, we have our big reception, the official ribbon cutting on Friday, and some of the VIPs coming around will have a chance to comment on it. I'm very eager to hear what they have to say. But right now, it's congratulations to the team, both ours and both those of the Nuclear Museum. And here we go. It's going to be a great ride.
I just want to say something about all the quotes that people sent in. The quotes really bring the exhibit alive. People from all different experiences and ages have sent us quotes about their experiences around the world. So when people come, I hope they take time to read those quotes by the different individuals. And we've tried to match up the quotes with pictures that kind of bring a visual to the ideas in the quote.
So we're standing in front of a mock-up moving crate. Every military family has moved more than once, and so we have different items that you might find in a moving crate to include Caroline's moving boxes. She just moved here not too long ago, and those are her boxes. And so over here we have a shadow box, a flag box, and so Caroline's going to talk about this.
So the shadow box is in honor of Randy Lucille Duncan Poole, who was born in 1954 and died in 2001. She served in the United States Navy as a CB-SW3. Her sister donated this box.
So we're in the loss section at this point, and loss means many things to military families, not only death, but the loss of friends, the loss of homes, loss of pets, the loss of household goods. If you look in the crate, you see broken glasses and broken dishes. And loss of a parent who has to deploy. So loss means a lot of things to military families. And so we talk about families waiting and mourning. And we have two quotes. We have a quote from Jonathan P. Schmidt, whose son, it was from Philip Schmidt. His son Jonathan was killed in combat. And then we have a story from people who were in the Bataan Death March and that were POWs. So we have quotes throughout history. And then we also talk about what it's like for military spouses, the life, the neighborhoods. You'll see pictures of Kirtland Air Force Base on some of these panels, as well as other bases and posts across Europe and in other parts of the United States. And then over here is the mobile that Caroline was talking about, and it is postcards we've collected from people from around the world. They've sent in a military story or a memory on postcards. And we have here then a place where children can write a little story. And then we hope that people will on the spot write something and stick it in our mailbox, and then we'll pick them up and collect them and put them into more of a mobile later. And then over here is the communication section, staying in touch. And so we've got letters and things like that. And actually the USO sent us a historic banner. And we talk about support services for military families. And of course, here's a commissary shopping cart donated by the commissary on Kirtland Air Force Base. And now we're into the home section where we talk about life inside the fortress and also overseas and so forth and so on. We go around the exhibit talking about reunion and reintegration. So I'm speaking
to grease the pants, you know, so that, and blouse the boots in the, you know, so that you had a curl up on the bottom of it, on the top of your boots.
So you were from the Vietnam era.
Vietnam era, yeah.
And the fatigues were solid green at that point. OD green?
Right. OD green, yes.
Yeah. One of our quotes here talks about the smell of starched pants.
Especially after you are ironing the starch, you know.
Well, we knew that we had to include that in our exhibit, the starch and the BDUs and the fatigues. So your name is Gary Stone, and you are a docent here at the museum.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you do as a docent?
Well, go around and interpret the museum for people, why this is here, and try to put the human interest stuff in there on top of it, you know, things I know about. All that. I get in trouble about tactical missiles because being a definitive source, sometimes I let stuff out that I'm not supposed to.
Well, that's the danger of being a veteran then, huh? So you'll be able to speak very well on this exhibit then when people come, because we're not going to always be here. So
right.
we know you'll do us proud. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Our boss is going to give us a special run-through on the, I think, the 29th.
Okay, well, our big opening reception is the 30th.
Yeah.